We're speaking from the L.J. Paulus Farm near St. Olaf in Clayton County, where the Northeast District Contour Plowing Contest was staged this afternoon. We've had a wonderful contest. There's been a large display of interest. There have been about 1,000 people on hand, and we've seen a fine job of plowing. And I'm going to call in the County Extension Director of Clayton County. He is Grover Hahn, and Grover has had quite a little to do with organizing this contest. And Grover, I wish you'd make just a brief statement about the contest itself.
Okay, Gene. We've had a lot of help in lining up this contest from all of the five counties in the Northeast Iowa District. And these counties, of course, were Ella McKee and Clayton and Dubuque and Fayette and Winnesheek. The Soil Conservation Service laid out the fields on the L.J. Paulus farm here, Mr. Christensen and his assistants. The Junior Farm Bureau provided the lunch here at the contest, and the farm bureaus from the five counties provided the premium money for these contests. And it's been a lot of fun lining up this event, and we've had a swell day for it here today, Gene.
You certainly have, Grover. Thank you, and I can certainly agree that you did have very fine cooperation from all of those groups. And now we're going to turn to a man that's seen a lot of plowing. He's done a lot of plowing himself. He's a farmer from Winnesheek County, Mr. Leo Harold, who is one of the soils commissioners up there. Leo, I wish you'd make a statement in regard to the plowing and how the boys did out there today.
Well, I think this is about the fourth contest we've held up here in northeastern Iowa, and I'm proud to say I believe the quality of the plowing today was the best we've had. In fact, I think they've improved every year. The boys have got a lot out of it. They have a lot of fun. We have no trouble getting contestants to enter, and I believe each year the quality of the plowing is just a little bit better. I think it's the best I've seen yet.
Thank you, Leo, and we agree with you there. We were up here last year, and I certainly think that the boys did do a fine job. And now I'm going to call in a man we call him the granddaddy of soil conservation, especially up here in northeastern Iowa. He is pretty handy with the microphone himself. He served as master of ceremonies out there this afternoon, and he is Butch Werkler from Garnavello. And Butch, make a statement just in regard to soil conservation or anything you want to say. I know you have a lot of good words of wisdom.
Well, I think the important part of this whole contest was the interest shown in the conservation work which is being done up here in this northeastern Iowa. We up here are in hilly ground. We realize that. We have a wonderful topsoil, but we are trying to influence and trying to help people to save that soil, which is so valuable. And I was just thinking of one man who told me today about his bottom land, which is flooded over from some of these hills, that the soil has been eroded away or taken away from this past year. And they have from 2.5 foot to 3 foot fill he has in his bottom this year on the average. So that goes to show how important it is that we maintain and keep this soil up here on these hills, and how important it is that we can get more people to see the importance of this conservation work. Thank you.
Thank you, Butch. And that, of course, is one of the main reasons we have these plowing contests, so we can emphasize the importance of soil conservation. And now it's a privilege to call in the state conservationist from Iowa. He is Frank Mendel, who is out here at this contest this afternoon. And Frank, I know you'll be working very closely with the national contest next Saturday up in Hamilton County, and I wish you'd make a statement or two in connection with the state contest.
Thanks, Gene. It's been a great privilege to be here today to see the grand cooperation that has been demonstrated by the representatives of the various agencies and the people in this community. And I think you'll see a lot of that same kind of cooperation next Saturday when the big event comes off near Ellsworth. And I think if you have contestants from all over the state, like the man that won here this afternoon, you're going to have a keen competition among the boys that are going to try to win that big prize that you people are offering.
Thank you very much, Frank. And we do have a fine contestant, and I think he's going to be there. We're going to call in the man that won the contest this afternoon. He's a man from Fayette County, a farmer up there that farms some 200 acres. He's Bob Minger. Bob, step over here to the microphone just a minute and tell us, have you ever competed in a plowing contest before?
No, this is the first one I've even ever seen.
The first one you've ever seen? Well, you did very well by yourself then, don't you think?
Thank you.
Are you going to be in the national contest, Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. And, of course, all the people up here from northeastern Iowa are going to be in there rooting for you, and we want to wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you very much, Bob Minger.
1 year ago today in Marion County on the farms of Clyde Milner and Cyril Reese, there was a lot of activity. Some 50,000 people from all parts of the nation were gathered on these farms where this broadcast is originating to witness one of the greatest soil conservation field days ever held and to witness the National Plowing Match. The scene in Marion County today is considerably different than it was 12 months ago. It's very nice to be down on the Clyde Milner farm and to visit with Mr. Milner's tenants, Donald and Mrs. Van Ryswick, and to have also with us Lyman Eels, Work Unit Conservationist for the Marion County Soils District. I wish you people could see the change that has been brought about on the Clyde Milner farm where the demonstration was held. I'm going to ask Mr. and Mrs. Van Ryswick and Lyman Eels to mention a few of the things that did take place and what effect they have had on the agricultural program on the Van Ryswick and Milner farm. First, I think it would be nice to call on Don Van Ryswick himself. Don, this farm looks considerably different than it did 12 months ago. I'm wondering if some of the demonstrations that were put on at your farm have improved your way of farming and made things a lot easier for you.
Yes, it has, Bill. It's helped me in lots of ways.
Well now, Don, you mentioned a lot of folks stopping by. Mrs. Van Ryswick, have there been quite a few folks stopping by since 12 months ago to see what actually took place here?
Yes, I believe that just about everybody that was here that day have all came back to see just what has happened.
And to see how it looks 6 months or 8 months or even 12 months later.
Yes, we have lots of people stopping and we don't think anything about it because we know what they're there for.
Mm-hmm. Well now, as homemaker, what part of the demonstration appealed to you most? What's made life the easiest for you since that big event 12 months ago?
Well, the landscaping of the yard was one nice thing for me, and then the new fencing on the chicken park. It helps keep the chickens out of the yard, and we lost lots of chickens before on the road, but now they're fenced in, and I don't believe we've lost a chicken all year long.
You have a beautiful landscape yard now, and I presume that you do spend a lot of evenings sitting out there under the shade trees and enjoying that landscape yard. How about that?
Yes, we have.
Well, now, I think that it would be nice at this point to call on Lyman Eels, who has observed what's taken place on the Milner farm ever since the idea was given birth first by Clay Barnett, district soil conservationist. Lyman, you'll recall that on the day of the big event last year, Dr. Hugh Bennett, chief of the Soil Conservation Service, termed it the greatest one-day demonstration ever held on farmlands in this country. I'm wondering whether the work that was done on the Milner farm has justified Dr. Bennett in making that statement.
Well, we of the Soil Conservation Service here in the county feel as though it's had its done its very best in bringing out the value of soil conservation practices, and it's encouraged a lot of people in entering into a soil conservation plan.
In other words, the demonstration itself tended to stimulate interest in soil conserving practices not only in Marion County, the state of Iowa, but all over the nation.
That's right, Bill.
Well, I think that we should talk about some of the specific practices that were demonstrated on the farm. For example, there's a very beautiful sight this year from the road as you pass the farmstead. I recall a year ago a terrible-looking gully right out in front of the house. That gully was bladed in during the demonstration, seeded, and I believe Mrs. Milner that's or Mrs. Van Ryswick, rather, that's designated to become an orchard, isn't it, or garden or something?
Yes, we have raspberries out there now and also some strawberries, and we're going to put in more.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next thing that met my eye as I stopped at the Milner and Van Ryswick farm this morning was the hog wallow. That created a lot of interest. Don, what about that? Did it turn out to be quite successful?
Yes, it was fed by a tile, the stock tank, and then the hog wallow surfaced the water out of the stock tank, the overflow of it. And the stock seemed to like that water out of that tile much better than they did the well. That's where they favored the drink. I never pumped my tank full over once a week. where otherwise I swam in it three times a day.
Is that right? Well, now I fail to ask you, where did the water come from to get into the stock tank?
From the tile that they laid down across the...
And I believe that tile drained water from the Cyril Reese farm.
That's right.
Incidentally, I noticed that you folks in this particular area don't have to worry too much about corn yields. The corn that's on the contour lands that was plowed by the plowing match contestants last year and even the level land contest on the Cyril Reese farm just across the road looks to me like that's going to fill quite a few wagon loads.
Yes, that's right. Cyril Reese has about 70 acres across the road here, and I told him that it'd average 70 bushel an acre, the whole field, and mine across the road here, I have 60 acres in. I would imagine I'd average about 50 bushel over the whole place.
Well, you're certainly fortunate in this year of corn shortage throughout the state. I noticed that one of the projects that interested Lyman Eels, as well as yours truly and a number of other folks, was the pond in the back part of the farm. Lyman, has that pond been filled with water?
Yes, it has, Bill. In fact, it was pretty well filled with the spring rains that we had.
Yes, and has it held its water very well?
Well, of course, the dry summer has brought it down some, but it's still got plenty of water in it.
You haven't been out there doing any fishing yet, have you?
No, because the fish are hardly big enough. They were just put in last Monday, Bill.
And I understand that that's going to provide quite a bit of enjoyment for the folks because there are bass and bluegills in there. That certainly is fine. Well, now, Lyman, in the closing minute that we have here, I wonder if you might, as a conservationist, make a statement what you consider to be of extreme value in a demonstration of this kind. We've already mentioned the importance of getting the educational matter out to the people who witness such a demonstration. Do you think there's really some value here?
Well, I do, Bill. A lot of people have to be shown, and that's only natural. And by seeing the job done, they find out it's much easier than it is trying to sit home and figure out how it is done.
That's one reason why the Soil Conservation Field Day to be held at the Ralph Olson Farm and Thompson Sisters Farms in Hamilton County next Saturday is going to attract a lot of people, because seeing is believing, and if they come, I know they're going to take the lesson home. 12 months ago this noon, some 50,000 people from all parts of the nation were gathered on the Clyde Milner and Cyril Reese Farms in Marion County to take part in the WHO Plowing Match and Soil Conservation Field Day. This noon, we are speaking to you by tape recording from the Milner Farm, operated by Mr. and Mrs. Don Van Ryswick.